Throughout the country, the accounts of famine and deprivations create horrifying images. A soldier recounts seeing a woman gnawing on the same raw meat from a dead horse that a raven and wild dog were also picking at. The bodies of criminals were torn from the gallows and eaten. Guards were posted at graveyards to prevent the newly buried becoming food for the living. Mass graves of bodies, stripped of flesh and sucked to the marrow, were found. An English traveler at the time describes the unsettling feeling of traveling through a town completely devoid of life, though with one house still on fire. In another town, his party found the streets littered with dead, their starved mouths filled with the grass they had been chewing on when they finally died of famine. Finally, they encountered a town with some life, people splayed on dunghills, so weak they could barely crawl to his caravans to receive his alms. Plague persisted everywhere, particularly among armies and besieged cities. Plague would ravage cities during a siege, and when the siege was lifted, giving the beleaguered citizens hope for escape, sentries were posted at city gates with orders to shoot those who might venture out looking for food, lest they spread their disease. Soldiers would be abandoned, pushed out of wagon trains, and trampled into the mud as the army evacuated pestilent camps. Death, bodies, emptiness everywhere. From Wedgwood, the Swedes alone were accused of destroying nearly 2,000 castles, 18,000 villages, and over 1,500 towns. Bavaria claimed to have lost 80,000 families and 900 villages. Bohemia, 5/6 of its villages and 3/4 of its population. In Württemberg, the number of inhabitants was said to have fallen to 1/6, in Nassau to 1/5, in Henneberg to 1/3, and in the wasted Palatinate to 1/50 of its original size. So I feel we should take stock now, after this litany of horrors that we see. It's striking to me how much, you know, hearing that image of a woman gnawing at a horse, Hieronymus Bosch's visions of hell came literally to life a few centuries later in his own countryside.
Yeah, the apocalypse showed up. Like, that's the thing. Like, you read about the cyclical frenzies, the horror, the dread of the idea of God's judgment coming to earth, and you think, oh, these ignorant, superstitious peasants. But then it showed up at everyone's doorstep in Germany.
And it was originally from, again, these religious disputes of people attempting to, through their own divination of the true meaning of the word of God, create an idea of paradise on earth. Of these Calvinists and Lutherans believing that they were purifying the church to bring God's true vision of love onto the continent. And through that created this conflict that brings this apocalypse to everyone.
And unlike previous wars in Europe, previous famines, previous plagues, which had all been monstrously traumatic and horrible, they had been so in a local, discrete context because of a lack of any kind of mass media to replicate the experience. But this war is the first to see newspapers and yes, engravings and pamphlets filled with images and horrible stories about the violence taking place that had never happened before. Even those who were untouched by war, and there were some swaths of Germany during this time that were largely spared contact with any of this, even there, they could share the trauma through this popular depiction of the violence in a way that had never been possible before the printing industry. And so this gore joins with God as grist for this cultural mill, creating a mood of apocalypse and horror.